Hey, this is Cooper Smith. I'm one of the student worship pastors at Eastview, and I'm honored to welcome you to our Eastview Students High School podcast. We hope this is encouraging, inspiring, and helpful for you in your walk with Christ. Enjoy the message.
Well, hey, happy Valentine's Day, everybody. If this is a good day for you, that's exciting. If today is a little, I don't know, reminder of something, I hope it gets better. This morning, the first person to wish me happy Valentine's Day was Cooper. And the reason behind that, my wife is gone for the weekend. My wife Anne, she's a person that works so hard at home. She's a great mom. She works hard at everything she does, but she's also an introvert. So like a few years ago, she started saying to me like, a great gift would be if I could just have a weekend alone somewhere, you know, without you, without the kids. And some people might be insulted by that, but I actually like, I'm cool with it. You know, you go do introvert things, okay? I don't know what introverts do. So if you're an introvert today, like I have no idea what you do, but you go and you be quiet and you do your thing. So this morning I come in and like Cooper in our pre-service huddle was like, hey everybody, I don't know if anybody's wished you happy Valentine's Day yet, but I just wanted to do that. And I was like, oh great, 2021, my first Valentine's Day wish is from Cooper Smith. Now I know there are many ladies in the world that would appreciate that. I am a happily married man. So, and anyway, so I just texted my wife a little bit ago and just said, hey, I love you. Happy Valentine's Day. It's all good. I do not do well on Valentine's Day. I just want you guys to know that. Like 15 years, I've been married for 14. So this is like our 15th Valentine's Day moment, and I'm pretty sure I'm 0 for 15, okay? Like, so if you're a dude out here that just feels like you can't do it right when it comes to Valentine's Day, it's okay. Okay, I just want to encourage you. Just keep trying to do something well. Keep trying to serve somebody. Keep trying to, you know, serve somebody you care about. If there's husbands in the place, you know that it's not always easy. But Valentine's Day is here. It's exciting. It's 2021, and it's freaking cold outside. So a lot of different things going on. Somebody said, "Amen." That's good. So I love to serve the church. It's what I really do. Like I'm loving being here at Eastview. You know, we've been here. My daughter and I were just talking this morning, a little over 2 years, and it's just been so good. Like I've been able to be in ministry for a long time, 20 years now. This is my 20th year, and just being able to do that and to serve the church and student ministry is so good. Like for me, for my soul, like for my heart, I just love being able to do what I do. Growing up, I grew up at a Catholic school, a Catholic church. So within that, like when I was like around fifth grade, they started making me an altar boy. Okay, so like I would wear the robe. Okay, I would hold the gold cross. I would serve the communion. I would do all these things, and that kind of led through like junior high. So like junior high, I was like this. I had to make sure that I had enough hairspray to make sure my hair was locked. Okay, back when I had hair. Okay, but that's probably the reason I don't have hair is because I used way too much generic hairspray, and eventually my hair is just like, yeah, we're done. Okay, we're out. It's like brittle. Okay, it's gross. But like when I was a young guy, like I was like, I'm going to serve the church. I want to do this. I want to be an altar boy. And then I went on my first mission trip when I was a senior in high school. Okay. So I had like a span of a few years before I really did much within the church. Like when I was your age, like I wasn't following Jesus. Wasn't following Jesus really until college. But I went on a mission trip to Juarez, Mexico. And it was a trip, man. Like we went down, we built a house. Like it was great. It was hot. I just remember how hot it was like that week. But I just remember like being able to serve other people in the context of helping, okay, and it was so good. And then, like, when I became a follower of Jesus, like, I got locked in, like, I was going to ISU, started helping out at this church, Vale, which is right down the road. Okay, started working there, helping out with a freshman small group, okay, which was a Sunday school back then. Okay, throwback. Some of y'all are like, Sunday school? That sounds weird. Why would anybody want to go to school on Sunday? Okay, well, you missed out on the 90s, okay? So it was Sunday school, so I would help out with the Sunday school class, which led into like some internships to be able to serve. I used to play bass in a worship band, okay? I did, okay? I will never do it again. Cooper Smith, he's been trying to get me to play bass. I don't want to do that. Okay, I will ruin a band. Okay, but I did play it back then. Okay, the first time my wife noticed me was at an event at ECU when I was fresh out of college. I was going to graduate school, and she walked in and she's like, "Oh, who's that bass player?" And I'm like, "I'm right here." Okay, and we didn't talk for a few months later, but I just want to make it known that she noticed me. Okay, so I was playing bass, and then after that, like, I just kept helping out with student ministry, and here I am today. I love to serve the church. It's been so good. But through that time, like, there's been so many different moments where it's been like, well, maybe I should like go sell insurance or go work somewhere else or go do something else in my life. There's been these pulls, like these different times where it's like, well, maybe I should go do that because I feel like I don't know if I'm in this right now. Like, I don't know if I'm fully serving to my capacity. I don't know if I'm above capacity. I don't know if I should branch out a little bit. Maybe I'm getting a little too old for this, been too long in this. Maybe I should. But consistently, like through that, like serving moments, like God has an ability and a time where he pulls me back in and says, no, you get to serve the church. Like, you get to be a part of what I'm doing through the church. And there's so much about the church that we can look at and say, yeah, I don't know about this. I don't agree with this. I don't look at this. But through it all, like, this is God's church, and we get to serve the Lord through the church. We're in this series called Serve, and it's pretty clear. You know, you look at it and you say, okay, well, that's pretty clear what we're talking about. We are talking about serving. What does it look like to serve the church? What does it look like to serve others? Like, why do we do this? Why do I go through life trying to say, how can I serve the church? I also like serving people. Like, I think I'm a two on the Enneagram, even though recently, like, somebody called me out and said I was a seven. So I don't really know. Like, I'm kind of like working through this like weird like transition of my own Enneagram pathway. Okay, but I like to think I'm a two, and twos like to serve other people. They like to help other people, so I like to do that. Okay, I love to serve my neighbors. Like, 2 weeks ago when I spoke in here, I was talking about how it's good to like go out and shovel snow. Okay, shovel like, you know, other people's driveways if you get a chance to do that. I did that 2 weeks ago, okay? But I like to serve my neighbors. I like to serve my home, okay? I'm really weird because I like a clean house, which is probably the reason our house isn't very clean. Okay, like, so usually I'm in charge of a lot of that, and that's why, like, our house sometimes is just like, man, our house is a wreck. Whose problem, like, whose fault is this, I'll say. And I'll look at myself and be like, it's my fault because I'm not doing my deal. But I like to serve our family. I like to do the laundry. We got any laundry people in this place today? Anybody? Okay, one in the back. Thank you very much. That's two of us. Okay, I actually like doing laundry. Laundry is like podcast time for me. Okay, so I just throw the AirPods in, and I just listen to a podcast while I'm doing laundry. It's a little weird. Okay, I like to do things. I like to mow the lawn. Okay, that's weird too. Okay, like, people like to mow the lawn. I like to do that. I like to serve my family. I like to serve my neighbors. I like to serve my church. Now, this is not something where I'm saying this is all about me. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm just saying that there's sometimes people in life really do appreciate and like to serve other people. And you might be one of those people today where you're just like, okay, I really appreciate the fact that I get to serve the church. Or I really appreciate the fact that I get to serve my neighbors or my family, my brothers, my sisters, whatever it is, my mom, my dad, my grandma, my grandpa, whatever it is, you like to serve. But why? So that's the question this morning. Why? Like what is the angle when it comes to like serving the church and serving other people? Like, what is the reason behind it? Because everything in our culture needs an angle, right? There's always something about why you do something for somebody else that is supposed to lead back to raising you up. That's what we do. Like most of the time in our culture, we do not do something for somebody else unless it comes back to benefit us. There's some kind of, you know, reception for our giving. There's some kind of reason you do an internship. Maybe it's for a good hours for National Honor Society. You're like, yeah, I really need to get 10 more hours. Like, maybe I'll go help out at the church. Or maybe it's to build up your portfolio. So when you go off to a college, you can say, okay, well, this is what I've been able to do by serving somebody else through the task and the plans that I have for my life. Or maybe it's something where you want to build up a reputation that shows that you're like, I started from the bottom, now I'm here. Okay, I want to work up. Okay, I'm Drake from State Farm. Okay, like I want to work up into my life. Okay, but there's some kind of angle that happens when it comes to it, and usually it's a list of public proclamations that say, I did this. Why do we do that? Like, why do we really give of ourselves? Why do we really want to say, I want to be available to serve? And I think this question is really important. It's really important to ask this question, because if you answer the question with, I don't know, I just do it. If I would say, hey, why do you serve in Eastview Kids? I don't know. I just, you know, I always have. Like, I'm a senior, and I started serving in Eastview Kids like when I was in eighth grade. And I've just kind of always done it. Why do you want to take care of your grandparents? Like, why do you serve your grandparents? I don't know. Like, I just kind of, my mom told me if I do it, then she'll give me some money. You know, like, why do you serve on the worship team? I don't know. I was told once that I could really sing well, so I thought maybe that would be a good idea. So if our question is, I don't know, I just, then we're going to get to a place where that question and that answer doesn't lead us somewhere positive when it comes to serving Jesus, serving others. Because eventually the question with the answer, I don't know, I just, blah, 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 will lead to, I don't know, I served the church once. Yeah, at one point in my life, like I was in high school, and I was going to this church and I was serving the church, but I didn't really have a reason behind it. Like, I didn't really have a purpose behind it. So I just kind of stopped. You know, there was nothing about it that was really like hitting me. So I just kind of did it then. And then I just kind of stopped. So it's really important, students, that we stop and we ask the question, why? Why do I do this? Because one answer can so easily lead to another. I don't know. I don't know, I just stopped. So it's important to understand why we do what we do, to think that in these kind of moments, they're key, because it's important to know what God is doing and what Jesus is leading us to. So when we ask that question, why do I do this? Why do I serve? Why do I want to be a part of this? Why do I want to serve my neighbors? Why do I want to serve my church? It's so key to understand why you do what you do and have a reason to answer when people ask you why. We're in Exodus 35 this morning. If you have a Bible this morning, go ahead and head there. If you don't have a Bible, we'd love to get you one. Rich, who was up here on stage a little bit ago, he can get you a Bible. Cooper, who was singing, can get you a Bible. I can get you a Bible, whatever that looks like. If you don't have a Bible, we'd love to help you out with that. But if you're listening on the podcast, wherever you are, go ahead and pull up your Bible app and follow. Go to Exodus 35. We'll be in the NLT. Unless you're driving, listening to this podcast, don't do that, because that's illegal. So don't just go ahead and listen to these words. But we're going to be Exodus 35, 30. We're going to hear about two men and what God is calling them to do in this time of the story. So Exodus 35, verse 30. I'll get started here. Then Moses told the people of Israel, the Lord has specifically, think about that word, specifically, okay, there's intentionality, even from the beginning, the Lord has specifically called, okay, Bezalel, son of Uri, grandson of Hur, and the tribe of Judah. The Lord has filled Bezalel with the Spirit of God, giving him great wisdom, ability, and expertise in all kinds of crafts. 32, he's a master craftsman, expert in his, he is a master craftsman, expert in working with gold, silver, and bronze. He is skilled in engraving and mounting gemstones and in carving wood. He is a master at every craft. And the Lord has given both him and Oholiab, son of Ashmak. Okay, look, if Zach was here, he would have nailed that. Okay, I didn't. So today it's going to be Ashmak. Okay, that's where we're at. And I'm sure he would have had a much better pronunciation of what that is. Of the tribe of Dan. Okay, I can nail that one. Okay, that one's an easy one. Okay, the ability to teach their skills to others. The Lord has given him special skills as engravers, designers, embroiderers, and blue, purple, and scarlet thread on the fine linen cloths of weavers. They excel as craftsmen and designers. So there's something special about these two. Like we see that. There's something that God has specifically called these two. They were called out for their gifts. Okay, they were experts in their field. They knew what they were doing when it came to being a builder and somebody that God wanted to use in order to begin this building. But there's something else, and there's something so key about this that makes them specific to what God is doing and why Moses calls them out. He says it is that they were filled with the Spirit of God. Okay, it says there in verse 31, the Lord has filled them with the Spirit of God. They were also, because of this, because of their spirit-filled lives, they had the abilities, they had the expertise, they had the wisdom, that they knew what they were doing, but it was all guided by the fact that they had the Spirit of God moving in them. The Spirit of God gave them the ability, this edge to serve that Moses noticed and he proclaimed. So the thing about these guys is that they served because they were filled with the Spirit. So there's a first answer to why do you serve. Christian, if you want to know why do you serve, it is because the Spirit of God creates in you an ability to serve for him. The Spirit of God creates in you an ability to serve him. That's one of the reasons you serve. Not just because you like kindergartners. Not just because you like babies. Not just because you like to sing. But if you follow Jesus, the reason is because you are filled with the Spirit of God. It gives you the ability to serve the Lord in a specific way that other people can proclaim. Everyone in here knows, though, that you can be a non-follower of Jesus and serve. Like anybody in here has the ability to serve. But that's a path that is not bringing glory to God. If you don't follow Jesus this morning, I'm not like, you know, there's not like a separation of like, you know, I'm not going to like call people out. You just know, okay? You just know. If you don't follow Jesus this morning with your life, the path of serving for you is not spirit-filled. The path of serving for you is you-filled. There's some kind of like initiative behind your path, your plan, that is derived behind, okay, what does this look like for me? What can I do to say I did this? So in serving, there's this giving piece. Okay, so we all understand that. Like there's a giving piece to serving. We give of ourselves, but there's also a taking piece when it comes to serving. There's a giving and there's a serving. Those who are filled with the Spirit do it with excellence because they are giving because they are filled. Okay, that's, if you leave here today, just remember that. You give, you serve with excellence because you are filled with the Spirit. That's like the driving force behind you. The Spirit empowers you. The Spirit's leading empowers you. Like I said earlier, there's been moments, like dark, low moments in my life where I'm like, should I be doing this? Should I get out of this? Should I move on from serving the Lord? And there's been so many times where the Spirit of the Lord has just come into my life and said, I called you to do this. Don't give up on it now. I'm empowering you to move forward. I had lunch with a former student. He's from Springfield. We lived in Springfield for 5 years. Shout out Abraham Lincoln. Happy birthday on Friday. Okay. I don't know if you've ever been to Springfield. They love Abraham Lincoln, man. And there was something like living there where I'm just like, Abe, That's my boy, okay? But when you, like, with him, like, this guy that I met with, like, he's a senior at ISU right now. His sophomore year of high school, he told me, I'm going into ministry. I'm like, you should. Like, you are really, really good. You would be really, really good at ministry. Like, yes, way to go. Attaboy, okay? There you go. You couldn't see what I just did on the podcast, but I just fist bumped and it was great, okay? But there was this moment where he flipped and he's like, yeah, I'm done. I'm not going into ministry anymore. And I'm like, no, like, he still loved Jesus. He still followed Jesus. I'm like, bro, what are you gonna do? He's like, I'm gonna be a history major. I was a history major at ISU. He's like, I'm gonna be a history major at ISU. I was a history major at ISU. I was like, don't go be a history major at ISU, okay? Go into ministry. Go do that. Go to like a Bible college and serve the Lord that way, man. Like, learn about this stuff. He's like, nah, I'm done. I'm not going to do that. Well, he and I got together at Core Life. Shout out Core Life. It's one of my favorite places to go. If you've never been there before, you probably won't like it. But I like it. So we're eating at Core Life. We sit down. We start talking. I'm like, how's it going? He's like, dude, I'm going into ministry. I'm like, you are? He's like, yeah. And I felt like it was like sophomore year of high school, Matt. Not me, but him. And I was like, dude, that is so good. And he's like, yeah. I was like, so what are you going to do? He's like, well, I'm going to be like you. I was a history major and I just feel like I'm going to get out of like history and then go be in ministry. I'm like, oh yeah, I did that. I told you that was a terrible idea, but here you are now doing it because you know why? Because the Spirit filled him as a sophomore in high school and the Spirit never let him go. It has empowered him at a young age to say, you're doing this. This is your calling in life, and I'm not going to let you forget it. Some of you are considering it. Some of you are considering, how can I serve in ministry? And there are moments where you fall away, and you're just like, yeah, I don't know if I want to do that anymore. I really want to go be an accountant. Shout out to accountants. Accountants. I couldn't do it. But God will not let you go from your calling because the Spirit has empowered you to do what he's got set up for you. We see in verse chapter 36 that they were eager to do this work. That is so important. Why do you serve? The Spirit of God empowers me to do it, and I eagerly want to do it. It was easy for me to get out of bed this morning, look at a negative temperature, and say, I get to go to church today and serve students. I was eager to do that this morning. You might look at me and be like, that's stupid. Yes, but y'all are here with me, okay? So what does that say about all of us, okay? Like, I was eager to go this morning. I am eager to serve the Lord. But I also, like, this is another little caveat to this. You got to know what you're doing. You got to know your giftedness. This is so key. I wonder if you know what you're gifted to do. Or do you know what you're gifted to do? I know you might know what you like to do. But do you know what you are gifted to do? There are so many things. Double hands up here, okay? Double hands. There are so many things. All five fingers can count the many, many things that I am not good at. There are many, many things that I am not good at. And I will proudly stand on that hill and tell you all of them, okay? I'm okay with it. I'm fine. But there are things that need to be done where I'm just like, I can't do this. And I'm fine admitting that. My kids, fifth grader, second grader, dad, I need help with my math. Nope. Sorry. Not here. We'll hire you a tutor. And we did. Okay? Like, I can't do common core math, you know? Okay? Like, I can't do that. So we're going to pay somebody to teach you how to do that. I'm cool with it. It's fine. Okay? You want me, my wife, who does our taxes? Hey, can you help me with our tax? Nope. Okay? You don't want me to do that, okay? Zach maybe recruits me to be on his basketball team, 5-on-5 team. First of all, he's not going to do that. Second of all, if he did, I'm like, yeah, bro, I'm cool. I'll be there for the jersey, but just don't let me play, okay? You want me to come into the game, maybe give somebody a breather? That's fine. I don't know. If you're listening on the podcast, you can't see me. I'm not an athlete. Very much can't play basketball. Okay, so there are some things in all of our lives that we can't do. It's okay to admit that you can't do it, and it's okay to look at a serving opportunity and say, yeah, you know what? I can't really do that. Does that mean I'm not serving the Lord? No, it just means that you're serving in a way that you're not supposed to be serving. We go to Juarez, Mexico to build a house. You're not giving me a hammer because I'll mess it up. Okay, we go places and we serve other people. We do the things that we are called to do, but we do the things that we can do. And there are so many things that I'm limited in. These guys knew what they could do well. They were experts in building. They had skills for gemstones and carving wood. They had all the abilities of designers, embroiderers with blue, purple, scarlet thread, fine linen cloth. They knew what they were doing, so God put them in a place where they knew what they were doing. Students, you need to know what you're good at and what you can do well when it comes to serving the Lord. Do you know what you can do well? Do you know what you can do well? Find your giftedness. Do it today. There's a website you can go to, eastview.church/my gifts. Okay? You can go there right now, and you can fill out a survey that's going to help you see what your giftings might be. It is so helpful. Then you can take that score, and you can look at that and say, okay, where can I move to next? How can I serve in the giftings that I can? Why do you serve? Spirit of God empowers me to do that. And I know what I can do well. That's why I serve. The Spirit of God empowers me to do it. And I know what I can do well. Here's the thing about this passage. It is evidence that there's something behind the serving. Okay, there's something going on in the back that helped these men get to a place where they could serve. There's something going on right now in your life that is helping to push forward this idea of serving. There's evidence in here. You are here today, and you don't necessarily follow Jesus, going back to that, but you're happy to serve your neighbors because you like to know that they feel helped. You're here today, you don't know Jesus, but you have to fake it because you need those 10 serving hours. Okay, maybe you're here today and you're following Jesus and there's something about you that is empowering you to move forward. Okay, there's two different kind of people here today. Either way, like, you are okay with serving, but it's important to know what is happening behind you. One, there is no spirit in that serving, but there's something behind the serving. The other is that there is a spirit in the serving and there's something behind the serving. I had a friend in undergrad. Her name, I'll just call her Jessica because that was actually her name. But she's not going to listen to this, so it's cool. But she was a follower. Like, we thought she was a follower of Jesus, and but really her faith was shaky. And when she graduated, she went to work for the Peace Corps. And so many of us were like, hey, that's great. You're going to go serve. You're going to go do your thing, and that's great. And there's nothing wrong with the Peace Corps. Shout out to the Peace Corps. It's great. Doing their thing all around the world. But she came back, and she had denounced her faith. She's like, I'm done with Jesus. I have found a different passion for serving that doesn't include Jesus. Okay, I feel like there's so many things about her life where if you would have asked her, why do you serve? The answer would have been, I just do. I just love people. There was no other spirit behind her serving. Jesus asked in Matthew 16, he says, who do people say I am? He's talking to the disciples. Who do people say I am? This is an interesting question, but one I think is prevalent for us today, because you can be a social justice warrior and desire to change the world and have zero focus on Jesus. We all know that. That's not mind-blowing. You can be all about social justice. You can be all about social hope. You can be all about serving people, and there is zero Jesus behind it. So when people look at that and say, who are you serving? You won't say Jesus. So when Jesus looks at it and says, who do they say I am because of your service to me, you won't be able to say Jesus. There are that. It doesn't take long for you to think about people who serve more like Jesus, who don't follow Jesus, than those that proclaim Jesus and don't live like Jesus. Okay? We all know people that are just like, hey, are you a Christian? They're like, no. It's like, oh man, you serve better than a lot of Jesus followers that I know. We all know people like that. But in everything that we do, in every service that happens, in every act of service, there is no spirit behind what those people are doing, and there's no spirit that says that Jesus is King. Okay, so there's an act of service that is replicated that is not for Jesus. So what do we do with that? In this world where it's like in Gen Z, which is you, okay, you guys are Generation Z, and in the millennial generation right before you, service was key. Changing the world, serving the world, reshaping the world, social justice, social movements, ending poverty, ending economic inequality, all of that is here and it's big time and it's good. All of that is so good and we need that to be happening in our world. But Christians, listen up. Jesus will ask you, because of your service, okay, who do they say I am because of your service? What's the after effect of you serving other people? Is it a heart of your service? Is it the spirit behind your service? Do they see spirit-filled Jesus followers, or do they see Instagram social justice warriors? Because they're different things. So if we can come around this idea that Jesus is the focus and the spirit behind our serving, just like God poured the spirit of these into these people and they served him, they were spirit-filled servants. We can be that. Why do you serve? Why do you do this? Ask that. If you don't follow Jesus this morning, the purpose that you have around giving yourself to others through service is noble, but it still comes back to you. It's noble, but it still comes back to you. If you follow Jesus this morning, I hope it's spirit-filled to a way that it comes back to Jesus. And I hope it's spirit-filled in a way that people look at that and say, okay, I've got to know why you do what you do. Why do you serve? Well, the reason I serve is because the Spirit has filled me. I know what I'm good at. I know what I can do. And I follow Jesus, and Jesus calls me to serve. You know why? Because I'm told to live like Jesus. And Jesus lived in heaven as royalty, came to earth, served to the point of death. I was told that I need to live like Jesus, serve like Jesus, care like Jesus, love my neighbor like Jesus, love the church like Jesus, love everything like Jesus, and I'm going to go after Jesus in that way because the Spirit has filled me and led me to the point that that's what I need to do. Why do you serve? Why do you serve? So leave today asking that question. Why do you serve? The Spirit of God empowers me to do it. I want to be eager to do it. Jesus has called me into something that's bigger than myself. And I need to be a part of that. Why do you serve? Why do you do it? Let me pray for us.
Well, everyone, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the message, we'd love it if you would join us on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. for our Eastview Students High School service. We also want to invite you to subscribe to the podcast and share it to your social media accounts. To stay up to date, check us out on Instagram at EastviewHSM and check out our Eastview Students YouTube channel. Thanks again for listening and have a great week.